So the third and final mitzvah in Sefer Bereishis after Priya Viruvia and Bris Mila is Gid Hanasha. It memorializes a historical event. It's a very unique genre of mitzvah. Of course, we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the like, but to memorialize a specific event involving one of the Avos is really a fascinating and sui generis phenomenon. So the Pasuk Alkeno Yochlu V'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanasha. So different theories that abound. The most common theory is articulated by the Rashbam, and you have this as a day in the Chizkuni as well, as is very often the case of Chizkuni quoting from the Rashbam, that it was really a zecher to the Gevurah of Yaakov Avinu, that we identify with the Gevurah of Yaakov in that struggle, and also, you know, the Siyata Dishmaya that he received to be able to struggle with an angel and survive. So that's one interpretation. The Svarno has a different interpretation. He says, you know, we want to demonstrate that the hezek that Yaakov Avinu suffered is not nechshav for us. We're not focused on the damage. We're focused on the victory. And so the way that we sort of minimize that damage is by saying that we'll not, you know, eat this. This is not chashav for us. Like, you know, the sugya of Ein Begidin Beno Sein Tam. We don't really consider it food at all. Eitzim Be'alma. Ninhu, some of us were learning Kol Sha'a. So that came up there as well in terms of the Isra Achila, Isra Hana, etc. But there is another day in the Chizkuni, which is really a very fascinating day, that it's a Knas. That you have sometimes Machalos Asuros or Asur Midin Knas, Chamei Chavala Pesach, according to Reb Shimon. You violated Bali Rabbi Matze, so it's a Knas for what? So the Chizkuni explains it's actually a Knas for Yvayivasar Yaakov Levado. That the Shivteka, we talked a little bit about this at the end of Vayetze, Vayomer Yaakov Lachav Liktu Avanim, Banavheim Aval Echav Lemilchama, they were prepared to go to war with him, and yet at a critical juncture they left their father alone. And in that abandonment, there's a knas that we should never eat the Gid Hanasha because we're responsible for it. Al kein lo yochlu v'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha asher al kaf hayarech. And that we're memorializing this moment because we have this notion of never leaving people behind. And I think that becomes a very persuasive interpretation in light of the legacy of what Esav becomes, right? The grandson of Esav is, of course, Amalek. Those who were straggling behind, those who are, so to speak, limping behind, we were responsible for that. The response is always that we need to unify. That's why in Megillat Esther, Lech Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, we can't fight Amalek unless we're all unified together. We can't have people straggling behind. So this is really already hinted at in this pasuk, Vayivasar Yaakov Levado Vayovek Ishimo Adalos HaShachar, that we don't leave each other behind, we don't abandon each other to the field. This is the Chizkuni's interpretation of Alken Lo Yochlo V'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha as a Knas. So if you take it in that direction, I think it's very understandable why this is a mitzvah in Sefer Bereishis. In Sefer Bereishis, you have these definitional mitzvahs. Piriya v'rivya, right? The idea of Yeshuvo Shalolam, Lo So V'ra L'Shavis Yitzara, Bris Mila, of His Halech Lefanai Ve'yei Samim, the special idea of Kedushas Yisrael, over and above Tzelem Elokim. And then we have a national mitzvah, Alkein Lo Yochlu V'nei Yisrael, is Gid Hanasha, sort of our sense of arvos. If Gid Hanasha is really about our mutual responsibility, and not to allow people to straggle behind, I think that's a very powerful argument as to why this is codified in Sefer Bereishis, right? There's this whole long discussion, the Gemara Masechta Chulin, that this is the only time Gid Hanasha is mentioned the entire Torah, and we believe that it really is only Aser Misinai, it's not Aser beforehand, even though the Pshat is that we were Noheg the Iser already from the days of Yaakov Avinu, but the truth of the matter is that anything which is Nichtav only once in the Torah, and it's not Nishnei Spesinai, so we understand that it really is only a mitzvah from Maimad Har Sinai and on. That's when there's a mitzvah status, even if they were, let's say, Noeg Isser. Before that, the mitzvah could only be from Har Sinai, and yet it's written in Sefer Bereishis, I think, to make the point that as Klal Yisrael are coming together here, the Shiftei Kar in formation, so the notion of Arvus is very significant. The notion of mutual responsibility is absolutely critical, and it's even more critical as we're preparing to confront Esav, which is the second half of Shlishi, Vayisai Yaakov Esena, Vayar Vene Esav Ba. The only way we're going to be successful against Esav, against Edom, is of course if we're unified with each other, which is exactly what the... It's amazing how coherent this really is. If you think of the Gemara, Masechta Yuman Daf Tes, Abai Yesheni was destroyed by Edom because of Sinas Chinam, but when we are divided against ourselves, when there is Vayivasar Yaakov Levado, then we're very vulnerable to Esav. And so we need to band together, to be able to deal with the threat from Esav, and later on the threat from Amalek, Lech Kenos, as Kol HaYehudim.